好，我们请看圣经哈啊，腓立比书第三章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章的第八节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
第八节那边是保罗讲的哈。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。那 这一段我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝很长啊，我就想办法把它说到最短，就是这个这边这个标题哈。
So I try to shorten this verse into the excellence of the knowledge of my Lord.
那我再次在读的时候，发现了其实这边有很多保罗个人的想法、个人的意见、个人的感情在里面。
So when I read this verse, I found that there are a lot of opinions and thoughts of Paul.
但是很奇妙，就是说我们一点都不感觉说他是在夸耀自己，他是在炫耀自己哈，一点都没有这种感觉。
However,he is not trying to boast himself.
那这是一个很我觉得很奇妙的我今天我们就想我就想说以这个保罗在自己所讲的话，在他自己写的书信里面的关于他自己的点点滴滴来看保罗这个人。
And tonight I would like to use how Paul wrote about himself to look at Paul.
那这在这里的我们可以看出来一个很明显的哈，就是有很强烈的对比，从前怎么样现在怎么样哈。第七节，从前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损了，从前与现在很强烈的对比。
So we can see a great contrast here. He used the past and compare with the present.
那我们来看看说他的生命是不是说真的有这么大的改变。
So let us take a look whether his life really has changed.
那是不是真的他的转捩点在哪里。
Oh, so where is his turning point?
我们来看他整个的心路历程跟信仰历程。
And let us take a look at his life and his journey of faith.
是不是真的有这么大的 contrast, 这么大的对比呢？我们来看看他自己怎么形容自己。
So is there truly such a great contrast.
我们看《使徒行传》二十二章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 22.
二十二章的第三节。
Acts 22 verse 3.
使徒行传二十二章第三节哈。那在这边呢，讲到我们先看他的背景。他的背景呢，说他是长在西利加的大树哈。大树是现在的土耳其的，在当时是一个大城。
So Paul, he was born in Tarsus, which is the present-day Turkey.
那他说在加玛列门下接受严谨的律法受教。
And he was brought up under Gamaliel and was thoroughly trained in the law of our fathers.
我们看，如果再看二十六章的第五节呢？他也这样子讲哈。
So in chapter 26 verse 5,
他说按着我们教宗最严谨的教门做了法利赛人，就是说他接受严格的训练。
So he has undergone strict training.
好，这个是不是普通人能够得到的一种 privilege, 那种叫那种特别的权利哦，不是，那是一种特权才有这样受
这种教。 This is a kind of privilege that not all the people can receive.
我们如果回到以弗腓立比书的第三章那边，他也讲到他自己的背景。好，
So if we return to Philippians chapter 3, he also talks about his.
那是就犹太人的那个的观点来看呢，他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人哈，就是说他是一个纯粹的犹太人。在如果站在犹太的立法，他是法利赛人哦，法利赛人就是以当时以守律法守的最严谨为标榜，然后是受人家尊敬的，这样来受人家尊敬。
So he was considered Jew of Jews and also a Pharisee.
那但是从当时整个世界罗马帝国时代的那个这种背景来讲呢，他是生下来就是罗马人。
So during the Roman Empire, he was born a Roman citizen.
那当时一个犹太人能够得到罗马籍哈，一定是他我看参考那个书，他是说在参考书里面他是写说，你一定要捐一大笔钱给当时的政府啊，你才有那种机会拿到罗马公民。
So in order for Jews to become the citizens of Roman, they must donate a lot of money to the government.
所以保罗当时的家世也绝对是非常非常的富有。
So at that time, Paul he was very wealthy.
所以他生来非常的聪明，好。
And he was very clever.
生来聪明，家世富有。
And he was very wealthy.
是罗马公民。
And he was a Roman citizen.
从犹太人的角度来看，他是严守律法的法利赛人，在当时社会上非常有威望。
So from the Jews' point of view, he was also a Pharisee who kept the law in a very strict manner.
好，这个是从各方面来看，他是佼佼者哈，那个 cream of crop， 就是说那个就是最好的人才当中的那个最好的人才哈。
So he was considered the cream of crop, which is the top.
那是精英，真的是精英哈。那再从那个当时他为了要表示说他真的是守律法、为神热心，他逼迫教会。
So at that time, in order to show that he was fervent for the Lord, he persecuted the churches.
我们想想看哈，有几个人做了坏事以后呢，现在才常常来讲述说自己过去多坏，做了什么坏事，做什么坏事。没有，通常人家都不喜欢提自己那种不好的过去。
So normally we do not like to talk about what we have done wrong in the past.
但是我们来看保罗他怎么说他自己。
However, let us take a look at Paul how he.
加拉太书的第一章13-14。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14.
加拉太书第一章的十三节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 13.
你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会。好，这边就是讲说他怎么样的极力逼迫残害神的教会。
So this verse tells us how Paul intensely persecuted the church of God.
那在提摩太前书的一章十三节，他有讲说他自己呢是亵渎神的、逼迫人的、侮慢人的。
So from 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13, we can see that Paul, he was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man.
所以整个他的背景呢，在遇到耶稣之前，他的背景整个可以这样从他自己讲的来看，可以这样我们可以了解一个大概。
So we can see what kind of person he was before he came to believe in the Lord.
也就是说除了他的家世背景，他的学养训练之外，他有个人非常积极的、非常热忱的那种个性，让他非常非常的aggressive， 非常非常的积极。
So from his family background and his education and also personality, we can see that he was a very aggressive person.
就如果以当时的教会的来看这个人呢，那个是真的是一个很恐怖的一个人，就是因为他随时会把教会的信徒抓去放在监里，甚至想办法要把他害死，这样。
So he was considered a pretty horrible person because he would take people believers and put them into prison.
好，那我们来看他的转捩点哈，《使徒行传》第九章。
Let us look at his turning point. Let's turn to Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
第三节
Acts chapter 9 verse 3，
扫罗行路将到大马色，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他。第四节
verse 4，
他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？他说，主啊，你是谁？主说， 我就是你所逼迫的耶稣，起来进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。这是保罗第一次真正他遇见了耶稣。
And this was the first time that he met Jesus.
那这里不是他去寻找耶稣，而是耶稣直接向他显现。
He did not look for Jesus, rather it was God that revealed to him personally.
保罗曾经在回忆这件事情，在《使徒行传》另外有两个地方记载。
And we can find two other recording acts which tells us how Paul reflected upon his conversion.
22章的第六节
Chapter 22 verse
6. 22章的第六节22章他在叙述自己的过去齁。他第四节他讲说逼迫信耶稣的人直到死地无论男女都拿下监来，可见他当时那种心非常非常的狠。那第六节讲到说，我将到大马士正走的时候，在晌午忽然从天上有发大光，四面照着我，我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说，扫罗扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？回答说，主啊，你是谁？他说，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。那这个保罗又在述说一下他自己遇见耶稣的情况。
So from this chapter, we can see how Paul was describing how he met Jesus.
26章又有一个更详细的那种描述。
We can see an even more detailed description in chapter 26.
那在这里他一样从同样的描写说，当时他怎么样对待那个当时的信耶稣的人。十一节，在各会堂我屡次用刑想强逼他们说亵渎的话，又分外恼恨他们，甚至追逼他们直到外邦的诚意。这里他讲到他信耶稣以前 的那种罪行。
So from chapter 26 verse 11 we can see the sin of Paul before he became a believer.
这边 又在提到那个他所遇见的那个异象，那个在去大马色路上遇到主的情形。
So he mentioned the vision that he saw on the way to Damascus.
那这边又主耶稣讲的，他有讲说，扫罗扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的，这一句话是其他地方没有记载的。你用脚踢刺是难的。
So from verse
在十四节
14, he says, So why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the gods.
那在中文翻译可能比较难，我稍微解释一下
So I'll try to explain what this means.
那也许英文那个 gold， 你如果知道 gold 的意思，他就比较知道那个是什么就是说这个是一个算是希腊的格言。
So this is actually a saying of the Greek.
那他们当时呢要赶牛呢，用一种木棒那有刺，可以控制牛的行动。
So at that time, when they want to, in the past, when they want to round up cattle, they use a stick with some spikes.
那个牛呢，在负二刚负二或者刚要拖车的时候，它总是不愿意这个负二，所以它会想办法用脚或者踢啊的跳啊，把那个要把它那个二除去。
And because the cattle they do not want to be yoked, so they want to try to kick the yoke out of the way.
那牛主人呢，就会在他的脚后面呢弄一个刺棒，他只要一踢就会踢到那个刺。
So the master will put a stick with the spikes, and then when the cows, the cattle, when they kick, they will kick on this stick.
就是说，那个牛想要 go his own way 哦，就是那最在这个地方呢，保罗好像要用他自己的方法，他觉得他的方法是对的，但是神要觉得说他这样子只有更反抗神，只有让自己受更大的伤害。
So, here, so he wants to go on his own way. However, God thinks if he go his own way, then he will be harm himself greater.
所以这边主耶稣在这里完全没有看到一个责备罪人的那种，只有用一种很深的同情哈，很那个关很关心保罗的那种语调来跟扫罗讲哈，为什么逼迫我？好，你这样做，你是只有让自己更难过，自己更受苦。
So here, God did not rebuke him, rather with a compassionate tone, he asked, "So why do you persecute me?"
那对扫罗本人来讲，这是一个他一个转捩点，他的生命的一个转捩点。
So to Paul, this is a turning point in his life.
这是一种生命的一种顿悟哈。
This is a awakening of his life.
忽然对一些，尤其是对耶稣，有一个全新的一个看法。
So he now he has a different view of God.
因为过去他觉得耶稣只是一个传异教的破坏摩西的律法的人。
Because in the past he viewed Jesus as someone preaching heresies.
在这个去大马色的路上，那一刹那，他忽然明白那个耶稣是天上的主。
So on the way to Damascus, he suddenly realized that Jesus is actually the Savior.
这是一种对他来讲一个全新的看法，全新的观点。
So this is a totally a new point of view.
那在有一个讲法叫做 paradigm shift， 好。那个 paradigm 哈，就是你的个人哈对事情的看法的想法的那种解释哈，这个叫做 paradigm。
So the paradigm shift refers to how you look at things, your opinions and your way of looking at it.
那这人的真的要改变呢，不是说只有稍微怎么样习惯改变，最重要就是整个那个观点整个要改变，才有人的生命才能够真正的改变。
So you need to change your point of view totally in order for your life to be renewed.
那个观点的不一样，就是我们现在以那个恐怖分子这种事情来看，就可以看到两个完全不同的观点。
So looking at the terrorists, we can see there's two totally different point of views.
在美国这边看那个恐怖分子，他们是向美国挑战，他们是残害无辜。
So from the point of view of the U.S., the terrorists, they are persecuting these innocent people.
那对那些恐怖分子来讲，那是因为他们在世没有什么希望，所以唯一要进乐园最快的方法就是带自杀，这种做这种恐怖的行为，然后这是他们最快能够进乐园、能够见先知的一个方法。
So from the point of view of the terrorists, in order to go into paradise, they must carry out such these acts.
那还有，譬如说，在美国用了很多的钱啊，几百个 million， 然后一百多个 million 要抓那个恐怖分子哈，赏那个奖赏。
So now the U.S. is rewarding people to a lot of money to capture the terrorists.
因为这个美国政府会认为说，哎，这个应该有效。
Because this is something that the government think that we all should have.
但是在新闻分析的时候，他们有在讲说，这个对他们来讲没有效。
However, some people say this has no effect on them.
如果没有真正去了解他们那些阿拉伯人那些恐怖分子，你就不知道为什么钱这么多还是没有效。
So if you don't truly understand the way of thinking of the Arabians or the Middle Eastern people, then you wouldn't know why this has nothing no impact on them.
在信仰上来讲，就是说你那个观点不一样，那个 paradigm 没有转变，你就是没有办法了解。我们来再来举一个例子。
So this is take another example.
比如说，有的人觉得说，好人、善人、大善人为什么不能进天国？应该可以进天国。
So some people think that good people should go into heaven.
这是很普遍的想法的看法。
And this is a very widespread point of view.
这个是从世人的观点来看进天国的事情。
And this is from the point of view of the people in this world.
除非我们愿意去从主耶稣的角度来看。
So unless we view from the point of view of our Lord Jesus,
从圣经的角度来看世界上的人，
and from the point of view of the Bible,
说看到说全世界的人都犯罪，都亏缺了神的荣耀，
and all the people on earth have sinned and they fallen short of the glory of God.
除非我们从这个角度来看，好，因为神是绝对的圣洁，我们有罪的人绝对不能进天国。
Because God, He Himself is holy, so there's no one can enter heaven unless one is holy.
只有从这个角度，我们才能够很肯定的讲，即使是好人，在世界上做很多善事，还是不能进天国。
So from this point of view, we can say that even good people on earth cannot enter into heaven.
好，这是归回来，就是所谓的那个 paradigm shift 啊，观点的那种大转变。
So this is what we call the paradigm shift, the total change of one's viewpoint.
好，再回来看保罗，他是不是真的有一个很大很大的转变
？So now let us go back to Paul and see whether he is he changed totally.
他从一个逼迫教会的到完全承认耶稣是他的主。
So from a person that persecuted the church to a person that believed in Jesus.
好，这是他认识主的开始。那是不是说他以后的生命是怎么样呢？腓立比书的三章第八节，他这样子描写他自己。
So from Philippians chapter 3, here he describes himself.
好，他讲说以耶稣，以我主基督耶稣为至宝。
So he considered Christ Jesus as his precious.
那在他那边讲到，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督啊，为要得着基督，这个是很重要的一句话。
So in order to gain Lord Jesus Christ is a very important saying.
好，第九节讲，并且得以在他里面。
So that he may be found in him.
就是也让基督得着他。
So Christ can also have him.
他，我们越了解他的身世背景呢，就越觉得说他真的是丢弃了很多。
So if you truly understand his background, we know that he has forsaken a lot of things.
请看哥林多后书的十一章。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书十一章的二十三节以后，他在描述自己的经历哈。
So Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 onwards. Here he describes his experiences.
我有一本书哈，叫做《翻天覆地一使徒》哈，就是保罗的传记。
And I have a book which describes the life of Paul.
那他里面呢，他就是根据这一些历史背景呢，来去推测说当时的保罗哈是怎么样的情况。
So from all the historical backgrounds, this book describes what Paul was like in the past.
他那个被故乡大树离耶路撒冷非常的远，那绝对是因为他的父亲，尤其是父亲，觉得说这个犹大的律法非常重要，这个儿子他就是要让他好好受教育，才把他送到耶路撒冷去，在加玛列门下受教。
So actually, his hometown Tarsus was very far away from Jerusalem. However, because his dad think that it is very important for him to learn the laws, so therefore he sent him to Jerusalem.
他的父亲也绝对也会以这样的一个儿子为荣。
And his dad is also proud of him.
那现在呢，这个儿子放弃犹大律法，归入耶稣。
And now, Paul has forsaken the Jewish laws and believe in Jesus.
放弃在犹太人那种高的地位，而选择耶稣。
And he has forsaken the high status and he has turned to Jesus.
在哥林多后书的十一章二十四节，他这样讲说：被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十减去一下，哈，这就讲说他一定是违背了犹太的律法，才会被犹太人鞭打。
So from verse 24, we can see that he was lashed. It is because that he has go against the Jewish laws.
就是说，当时的犹太人、犹太公会，如果看这个人不守，如果这最严重的就是把他赶出会堂，让他没有资格再跟整个犹太人来往，哈，这是最大的惩罚。那如果要再给他机会呢，就是鞭打。
So at that time, if you don't obey the Jewish laws, then the greatest punishment is to cast you out of the synagogue. However, here he was being flogged, and this means that they are giving him another chance.
那在这种情形下呢，保罗说他被鞭打五次哦。
So here he was flogged five times.
那他等于是说他必须放弃父亲的那种家业，然后必须放弃犹太人的地位，放弃法利赛人的权利。
So he has to give up all his status and all the authorities.
那在这个地方，哥林多后书十一章又讲到他吃了多少的苦。
And from this chapter, we can see how all the suffering that he has gone through.
我们不禁要问为什么。
And we have to ask why.
耶稣真的值得他这样子吗？
Was Jesus really someone worthy of his pursuit?
保罗就用他的生命来证明耶稣是值得他这样去追求，值得他去放弃万事，放弃所有的世界上的一切。
So from Paul, we can see that he actually testified how Jesus was someone worthy for him to pursue.
在罗马书第八章有这样子的描述。
So in Romans chapter 8,
他那边讲到谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝？隔绝呢，在八章的三十五节这样讲。
So Romans chapter 8 verse 35 here talks about who can separate us from the love of Christ.
这些他所提到的一些危险、逼迫、饥饿、刀剑什么，绝对是他遇过的事情，他的经历。
So all the troubles and hardships that he mentioned here are all the things that he had gone through.
那他的结论是说，三十七节，靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
So verse 37, he said, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us."
就是说，还有没有什么能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝
？So nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
所以这种让保罗愿意舍弃自己去跟随耶稣，去效法耶稣，最大的动机就是神的爱。
So the greatest motivation behind Paul to seek after God is the love of Christ.
我们再来看一节，《使徒行传》二十六章十九节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传》二十六章十九节。
Acts chapter 26 verse 19.
使徒行传二十六章，我们刚才有看过，就是说他在描述他去大马色路上遇到主的那些事迹。
So this chapter describes all the events that took place on the way to Damascus.
十六节开始是讲主耶稣对他的托付那种 commission 对他的那个要他做的事情。
So verse 16 onwards talks about the commission of our Lord to Paul.
19节他提到一句话。
So verse 19 he mentioned something.
我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
那从他这个当时讲的话推到前面呢，他在大马色遇到见异象，那这个时间呢已经二三十年了。
So from this time.From the time he
was in
Damascus to the time that he talked about in this verse, then it has been several decades.
他在强调一件事情，那个异象对他这一生有多重要。
So he wants to emphasize that the vision has been a very important thing for him.
那个Vision 好，在我们赞美诗四百五十二首，那个就是 Without My Vision 好，那个诗的那个名字哈，叫做 Without My Vision。
So in hymn 452, we have the hymn called Without My Vision。
那这一句话要翻译成中文，真的是很难翻译。
And it is very difficult to interpret this into Chinese.
我们现在翻译是“我愿常见你”，那真的是离原意太远了。
So the translation we have now is like very different from the original meaning.
那最近在至少在台湾哦，有一个名词叫做“愿景”，其实就是 vision 哈。
So now some people have translated this as vision.
那这个字呢，我们本来想说要翻译成这样，但是后来被否定掉了，因为这个到时候没有人看得懂哈。那但是它就是有那个意思，那个含义哦，那个有那个远见哈，有那个对于这个属灵的眼光能够看到多远这样。
So this refers to how.Our spiritual vision.
他当时一直从他认识耶稣以后，他一直抓住这个 vision 啊，这个意象。
So from the time he was converted, he kept on holding on to this vision.
他的整个生命就是为了这个意象而活。
Because his whole life he lived for this vision.
因为这样子，我们也可以看到说。一个人真如果真的有那种远见那种愿景的话，他的人生确实是不一样。
So if a person has this vision, then his life will be very different.
就不太可能有一个伟人跟我们讲说他这个是人生就是误打误撞，所以有这么大的成就，这是不可能的事情。
So we would not find any famous person saying that their life is they do not have a vision for their life.
那保罗就是有这样子的意象在他的心里。
So Paul he has this vision in his heart.
保罗曾讲过这么一句话，我们看哥林多后书五章十七节。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
五章十七节。
Chapter 5 verse 17.
哥林多后书五章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
十七节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。在这边呢，他提到在基督里就是新造的人。
So here, Paul mentioned that anyone who is in Christ, he's a new creation.
他从前是个逼迫教会的人。
In the past, he was a person that persecuted the church.
一定有很多很多的信徒被他受苦，因为他而受了很多的苦。
There must have been a lot of believers who suffered because of him.
如果这些债他要偿还，可能他生命用他的生命都赔不了。
If he were to pay all the debts, then it probably be impossible.
但是 在基督里他就是新造的人，他有一个很深的体会，他的那些罪债主耶稣都替他还清了，主耶稣都赦免他了。
However, in our Lord Jesus Christ, he's a new creation. All his sins has been forgiven by the blood of Christ.
所以他才能够真的有一个新的生命，新的开始。
So that's why he can have a new beginning and a new life.
那主耶稣也是非常的奇妙，就是用这样子的一个人来让所有后代的人、世界的人看，说一个人的生命有多大的潜力，
so,
有多大的 potential.
So we can see that God also uses a Paul to let the people see that how a person can really change.
被神所用了，生命改变了以后，他所发挥的潜力真的是无可限量。
So we can see his great potential.
以当时的罗马帝国来讲，他要传遍地极，那他就真的做到了，传遍把福音传遍地极。
So he preached the gospel throughout all the earth.
然后写了十几卷的圣经，新约圣经。
And he has written several books of the Bible.
那影响就是说后这两千年来，所有的基督徒都受他，都因为他的书信得到很大很大的造就。
So many people have been edified through the books that he has written.
这是主耶稣要让我们看到一个生命有多大的潜力。
So that is what Christ wants us to see, how a person's life can really change.
那我们再看看，到底我们这样活了。很多人活了几十年，到底我们生命当中我们想要什么东西，我们想要得到什么东西。
So we have been living for several decades. What are the things that we truly want?
也许过去我们有一些目标，也许我们达到，也许根本没办法达到。
Maybe in the past we have many goals, and maybe some of the goals we have not achieved.
也许我们达到又觉得说好像没有什么，或者说也蛮失望的。
Maybe we have achieved some of the goals, yet we are still very disappointed.
那我们是不是可以重新想想看，到底我的生命我要什么东西？
Can we once again ponder what is our true, what we really want?
腓立比书是我们看回到腓立比书三章八节讲，他要什么东西？保罗讲得很清楚，我要什么？我要得着基督。
So from Philippians chapter 3 we can see what Paul really wants. He really wants Christ.
他要那个为了爱他而为他舍己的那个基督。
He wants the Christ that has sacrificed for him.
那所以他的一生就是朝着基督，他有一句话就是为，因为中文翻译说为主而活，是那英文是 live unto Jesus, 就是向着基督而活。
So he is trying to live unto Jesus.
那最后呢，他也是就是按照他的心愿，他是真的达到他的目的了，就是提摩太后书四章的第七节那边他这样子的描述自己。
So in 2 Timothy chapter
1, 提摩太后书的四章第六节第七节，
2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 6 and 7,
当时他在监狱里面，罗马的监狱里面。
At that time he was in the prison.
那他年纪也大了。
And he was advanced in age.
所以第六章他就讲得很清楚，我离世的时候到了。
So that is why in verse 6 he mentioned that it is time, the time has come for his departure.
那在离世的时候到了，他人通常到了这个生命的尽头，大概对自己的一生就是可以就必须很诚实的去面对。
So when a personis about to face his death, then he should be very honest about his life.
去衡量，去评估自己的一生。
And to evaluate one's life.
那他在这边可以有很有把握的讲，那美好的仗我已经打过了，那当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的光明为我存留。
Paul, he can say that I have fought the good fight, and I have finished the race. I've kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
那他就是很有把握，知道说他得到基督，基督也得到他。
So he is really confident that he has gained Christ, and Christ is also in him.
那我们做一个结论哈。
So for our conclusion,
一个生命的转变呢，需要有一个整那个。Paradigm shift 就是一个整个观念的大改变。
So in order for a life to change, we must have this so-called paradigm shift.
在不是说一定要有像保罗这样看到异象才能够有这种这样子的改变。
It does not mean that we have to be like Paul to have to see a vision.
只要我们有那种心哈，真的需要祈求主，主耶稣会让我们真的能够认识他，知道他多么的宝贵。
And if we have if we have heart to know God, then He will let us know Him.
在生命上，我们在生命当中，我们什么时候会有这种顿悟呢？就求主耶稣怜悯我们，给我们这种机会。
So we'll ask God to give us opportunity and for us to come to know Him.
那这样，我们从那个时候开始就会有一个新的生命，新的改变，新的表现。
So from that time onwards, we have a new life.
另外呢，我们要看到就是说，生命其实有很大很大的潜力。
Another thing is that we have to understand that life really has a great potential.
那最大的潜力，主耶稣就把保罗这个人在放在我们眼前，让我们看说，生命就是有这么大的潜力。
So God has placed Paul in front of us so that we can see that life truly has a great potential.
因为有主耶稣。
Because we have our Lord Jesus.
我们今天啊，正道到此哈。
Finish our sermon tonight.
我们唱诗452首。
Sing hymn 452.
唱第一节第四节。
We'll sing verse 1 and verse 4.
现在要一起祷告。
And now we're going to have our conclusion prayer.
求主耶稣带领我们明天的安息日聚会。
And we ask God to guide us tomorrow's service.
也带领我们那个购买会堂的事情啊，就是会堂哈要怎么样扩建或怎么样，这个求主耶稣带领。
And we also ask God to guide us in the purchasing or the expansion of our church.
还有一些软弱或病痛的弟兄姐妹。
And all the brothers and sisters who are sick and weak.
我们一起祷告哈，听到铃声再结束。
And we pray until we hear the bell.
好，一起祷告。
Let's all pray together.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
哈利路亚。 Gamaliel.